This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The economy continues sliding into the most devastating crisis since the Great Depression. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The latest numbers are staggering. Another 3.8 million Americans filed for jobless benefits last month.
That alone would be shockingly high under any circumstances.
But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says it means a total of more than 30 million claims in just 6 weeks, by far the worst layoff string on record. Economists say it'll get worse as employers keep cutting payrolls. Some are projecting the unemployment rate will hit 20% this month, the worst in decades. Yesterday, the government reported the economy shrank in the year's first 3 months for the first time in 6 years. It's expected to further contract by up to 40% in the next 3 months, which would easily be the worst on record. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Central Bank on Thursday said it was stepping up its efforts to cushion the economy against a record downturn due to the coronavirus pandemic. The bank's president, Christine Lagarde, said the downturn was of a magnitude and speed that were unprecedented in peacetime.
Growth scenarios produced by ECB staff suggest that euro area GDP could fall by between 5% and 12% this year, followed by recovery and normalization of growth in subsequent years.
The monetary authority for the 19 countries that use the euro currency lowered the interest rate on the cheap long-term loans it provides to banks. The idea is to support banks so they can keep lending to businesses, thereby helping the economy. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.